Welcome to the Classy Ring Attire Podcast. I'm Joel.
I'm Chris.
It's time to get classy.
Let's do it.
So.
Yes.
We come to a week away from Survivor Series.
Correct.
Last kind of ditch effort to get people to really pay for one of the four biggest shows of the year.
Yes.
Arguably the second or third, you know, and it varies on how you stack them, but definitely one of the four biggest.
Yes. Supposed to be.
Yes. So if you were in charge of WWE, Chris, what would you do on that very last opportunity, that very last Monday, to get people to pay $60 to watch Survivor Series?
I would, I don't know, add some sort of new thing
mm-hmm.
to the matches that I've already set up to make them more interesting,
mm-hmm.
for one. I would make sure that everything that we're going to feature on this pay-per-view gets some a decent amount of airtime, again, to gain interest.
Mm-hmm.
With this new whatever wrench I've thrown into things.
Yes.
Possibly come up with more matches to fill the card.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you shouldn't be doing that because your card should be all pretty much.
Well, yeah, it should be. It should be. But, you know, just in case there's like one or two you need to add, you know,
right. Whatever.
But theoretically, yes. The card should have been set like 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
Not have a terrible gimmicky Raw.
No.
The week before. Let alone 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
Two straight weeks before, I should say. Not have a musical chair segment.
Mm.
And possibly in its place, put some sort of segment that would build towards a Divas Championship match.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
That's probably what I would do.
You have not said that you would take time out of Raw for the musical guests.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't do that.
Is that must be why you're not on WWE Creative.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe that's why they never respond to my my applications.
Yes.
Because I don't have enough experience with, you know, throwing in musical guests.
Yes.
Like I'm the Muppets.
Yes.
Works for the Muppets. Not so much when you're a wrestling show.
Oh, wrestling. Here's the thing.
Yes.
The way that I see it.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you are competing with NFL.
Yes. On a very big game this week, by the way.
Yeah.
That a lot of people, at least, you know, because our location, a lot of people are hyping up.
But I mean, even take that aside.
Okay. Let's pretend it was last week and it was a terrible game.
No, you're just, you know, going into it, because, you know, you don't know necessarily what the game's going to be.
Right.
It's not a fixed, you know, sport, so
right.
Games could be great, games could be terrible. But you know you're going up against that competition.
Mm.
For a good chunk of the year, and a chunk that we're deep in the middle of right now,
mm-hmm.
and you need something somewhere on there that makes me, as the loyal viewer, want to call up my friend, the casual viewer, and say, you need to turn away from football and turn to Raw,
mm-hmm.
because this is on.
Yes.
You know? And, honestly, personal preferences all aside, I can kind of get the musical guest and the Raw Goes Country thing. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty big Venn diagram of those fans. I get that. I get, you know, maybe some people will tune in. They have halftime shows at football. We're musical guests, so, you know, I get that. But I promise you here and now, I will never, ever call up a casual fan viewer or a person I am trying to convince that they should watch wrestling on a regular basis and say, guess what? There is a musical chair segment on. And you need to turn away from the football game you are watching to watch some girls walk in a circle around a pile of chairs.
And not even play correctly.
Exactly.
Even though there was a referee for the musical chairs segment.
That...
And I've never seen a musical chairs, like, a game of musical chairs break out into an all-out brawl.
No, I actually have. I'm gonna be totally honest. I played some serious musical chairs as a kid.
No kidding. Dear Lord. I thought I had a rough upbringing.
I saw some fights break out over musical chairs growing up.
Okay, fair enough, but not that quick.
No.
Usually,
no,
you know...
There was, like, 3 chairs left.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, they only took out, like, 1 or 2 chairs out of, like, what, 14?
Although, I am perfectly thankful that they did not...
Yeah. Oh, dear Lord, I'm totally glad they didn't go on, you know, with a full game of this. And really, like, let's be honest what that segment was. That segment was another way to pimp out the single of this band. Because that's the music they played.
Yes.
And they made sure they announced that.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing is, it was a band that's about to do a live performance.
Mm-hmm.
Have them pimp out their own music. You don't need a second segment to do essentially the same thing, but with a much dumber thing.
Chris was upset about this week's Raw.
Yes.
I actually didn't mind this week's Raw. Chris was very upset about it. But I wanted to go ahead and do the musical chairs.
The musical chairs thing is inexcusable, regardless of anyone's thoughts.
That was very, very frustrating.
If that was on the final product of Raw, I would hate to see what the first draft was.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And I don't know. This is coming right on the heels of the John Cena Alberto Del Rio arm wrestling competition on SmackDown, which I didn't see because you let me know ahead of time there was going to be a John Cena Alberto Del Rio
same here
arm wrestling competition.
Mm-hmm. That's why we apparently missed, you know, that apparently Damian Sandow and Ziggler have had a thing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Triple H just let it be known before the match. It's like, oh yeah, I know you guys have been fighting recently and you guys have had, you know, some issues lately. And I'm like, what issues? When did this happen? Are you making this stuff as you go along? Because I don't have any knowledge of this. I'm guessing it was a SmackDown thing because that's really all the only thing that we haven't watched.
Yeah.
Because they told us that there was going to be an arm wrestling challenge.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I, you know, sometimes I get grief from people. It's like, oh, why don't you should watch SmackDown. You know, it's part of your quote-unquote job as a wrestling podcaster to watch everything. Yeah, no. Whenever they say there's an arm wrestling challenge, I am no longer obligated to watch that. Especially when they tell you ahead of time.
Because this isn't an arm wrestling podcast.
No, it's not.
I don't understand the appeal of that. And I just, you know what? Maybe I never will. I don't know if this is a preaching to the choir thing, or if it's a, you know, people out there genuinely are excited about these feats of gimmick that they do. When they did the tug of war contest, when they did the
weightlifting thing with Ryback and Mark Henry.
Yes. I don't care.
No.
And I never will care.
Nope.
And I'm sorry. But no.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Moving on along. Chris, what else did you hate about Raw? Let's just go to grumpy to excited.
What else I did not like about Raw?
Mm-hmm. Is it just the end?
Yeah. I guess the only thing that really sticks out that we haven't touched on already. Mm-hmm. I can go on forever about the dumb musical chairs and the musical performance segment.
Yes.
But that would, you know, that would just waste time.
Yeah.
So, first off, I got mad at the main event because it should have been happening on free television, for one. It was a 6-on-6 tag match that...
Which should have been an elimination tag match
at Survivor Series. Yes. Because it's what everyone wanted.
Yes.
Especially at the end of last week's Raw.
Yes.
In England.
No.
So that alone, like, I was not happy about that. I got over it because, you know, once the match started happening, it's hard not to be
excited
to watch
that match.
Yes.
Yeah, no, I was having fun at that match, and I ended up really enjoying that match.
Yeah, and
from bell to bell.
For it not being an elimination tag match, which we both absolutely love, for it just being a standard tag match, I was really enjoying it.
Yes.
The match finished, I still loved it. And then Rey Mysterio came out. To basically reveal to everyone that he is the hold on to your hats, everyone. The mysterious partner. You get it?
Ouch.
You get it?
Ow. You that literally hurt a little bit on the inside, Chris.
They're the ones that did it. So it hurt me too.
Ouch.
It is no secret how much I dislike Mysterio.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, when I did my 10 thoughts, I am alone in thinking that he is terrible. And yeah, I get the nostalgia and the respect for everything he's done in the business mm-hmm. for his entire career. I get that. But the Rey Mysterio of the past 5-6 years has been, in a word, awful.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, he's getting up there in age. You can't help that. I understand that.
Yeah.
He's getting up there in age. That limits his moveset, especially compared to what he, you know, was able to do in his younger years. And then the injuries just pile up. Like, he's on, like, I would say he's on Christian levels of injury rapidness.
Mm-hmm.
Competitive? I don't know. But it seems so much more than Christian. Like, he's on a new level of always getting injured. Like, matter of fact, there were reports that he was heavily limping after that brief run-in at the end of Raw.
If he got hurt. Like, I've heard conflicting things about, no, he yeah, wasn't, yeah. Yes, he was. But if he really got hurt this right. Monday, that's going to feel so silly.
Yeah. And so, there's that. I know the 619 argument, or the stance that you have, and I feel completely the same way. You probably could explain it better than I can. But it's a good move, but it is such a unnatural move for you to believe happens every single match, at least once.
It's a great move that's a really bad finisher.
Yes.
Because the setup is so convoluted for it that it does, yes, it's too hard for me to suspend disbelief on that.
Mm.
But if that match happened once, even like twice a year, like if that was his like WrestleMania moment there,
yeah,
I would flip out. Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah,
but oh wait, he can do it all the time. Oh, okay, never mind. That right. Was, okay.
Also, another thing that I have against Rey is that I hate children. Just put that out there.
And that's why he's there.
And why not? Yeah, kids love him, mm-hmm. and he's probably next to Cena the biggest children pander bear than yep. anyone else in the company.
Sheamus is climbing that ladder.
He is.
At a rate uncharacteristic of a wrestler and ladder climbing ability.
But John Cena and Rey Mysterio are on mountaintops of their own.
Okay. I like Mysterio fine, except for the 619 and right. I can't, but I he it's fine. But the first thing he did after clearing the ring,
he shook
Punk's hand.
Right. And like, and the first thing I was like, while he was doing that, I was like, oh yeah, come to the guy's aid that you know, that creepily sang happy birthday and terrorize your daughter. That's good parenting to show your child. That's a good message to send to your children.
I totally get the in wrestling, you know, especially this time makes you forget all wounds completely yeah. kind of thing. I totally get the once faces and heels switch sides. They become best friends, worst enemies, and they should. But there's a couple of things you just have to address.
Right?
Every now and then.
I mean, even the Authority addressed, you know, when Randy Orton RKO'd and kissed an unconscious Stephanie McMahon.
Exactly, and that's the one I was reading. It's like,
yeah.
It's like you really gotta just, if you're gonna team these people up specifically,
you gotta address it.
You gotta just really quickly.
Because that's a moment that gets replayed a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes, that's
so no one really forgot about that moment.
That's a defining characteristic moment for CM Punk.
Yes.
And especially for these two guys' relationship.
Oh, he cut his hair and he doesn't have as big as a beard, so he must be a good guy now.
And like, you know, it could be, you know, like a begrudging, you're still bad, but these guys are worse. Anything yeah. you want over that way, we'll team right. up to beat.
And granted, it was just this one thing, because now they're in completely separate matches at Survivor right. Series, so they're probably, they and may not. You know not. What?
If they had done that, if they had just both been in the ring together,
I could have, hands
yeah, it's like I could have swallowed it down.
Yeah.
I would have made a little bit of fun of it here on the podcast, but I would have swallowed it down.
Yeah.
But they did. But they shook hands.
Yeah, they purposely made a point to shake hands.
Yes, they were congratulatory to each other.
And I'm not, okay.
Well done, chum.
And my thing against Rey Mysterio. I'm not completely saying that I hate all of his matches, because there have been matches that have been really good within the past 5-6 years, because that's specifically what I'm focusing on with him. Mm-hmm. He's had really great matches with Chris Jericho, Punk. There's been others that I'm not thinking right now. Absolutely not. I will not count the ones with Alberto Del Rio, because that one, just on sheer volume, just too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, he does have good matches. I will give him that, given the right opponent.
Mm-hmm.
But again, like, yeah, the 619 thing is just, it's too much for me. On top of everything else that I despise him for.
Yeah, so.
So yeah, I might be on an island on that. I don't care.
Yeah, I mean, you are. But, you know, plant your flag, sir.
I will plant my flag.
So.
And thanks for coming to my back there. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're on your own on that. I came to your back on Sheamus, but then again.
But, Sheamus. Yeah. But if I wasn't on that Sheamus rant, you would have happily ranted along with me.
Probably.
So, few other highlights of Raw real quick. Yeah, Ziggles and Damian Sandow had a match. And, well, I will tell you something. I have never heard of it before, but I had such low expectations when they announced a Broadway Brawl match. I was like, well, this is going to be the worst thing on.
Right, like, okay. Who says the word Broadway and thinks Nashville?
I don't know. I don't know why they called it that, but that was a pretty good Broadway Brawl match. Especially compared to what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. I mean, they did the best they could. I just thought it was funny that he had all of those instruments basically at their disposal. And what's really, it's not really the first thing, but one of the main things that Damian Sandow goes for, a regular steel chair. I was like, Sandow, you don't even have to leave the ring. It's all right there. Why get a chair?
It's the only thing I know how to use.
Obviously. And, yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of this, but I will say that it, as long as they had used that bass drum, everything's right in the world.
Okay.
Yes.
They did. He didn't pin him, and we talked about that before.
He put the bass drum through Damian Sandow's head onto, like, his torso, and then, quote-unquote, pinned him. But if you would, you know, even if you didn't watch it, you know what a bass drum looks like. It's a round, hollow cylinder.
So at the very best, both of Sandow's shoulders are touching the bass drum, not the mat.
But not the mat. So therefore, not a pin.
Not a pin. And I hate to call Ziggles out like this, because I'm a big fan of Ziggles, and he got a clean win. Huzzah, you know. So where he's maybe on his way up, and I feel bad that I might be sacrificing Sandow's career for it. But it's like in Mario when you sacrifice Yoshi to get the extra jump.
Yes.
So I'll do it. But that wasn't a pin. I gotta call it down the middle.
All right.
That wasn't a pin.
Fair enough.
And then Big E won the IC champ.
Definitely a high moment for this week's Raw. For both of us, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just I think it's just good to get it off Curtis Axel.
Yeah.
You know, that alone is a reason enough for me to cheer. But then, you know, for a guy that we absolutely love with Big E, it just makes it that much better.
Well, it's one thing, it was a surprise.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've fallen back into the, where we pretty much always are, is, oh, belts don't change hands on Raw.
Yeah.
And so every now and then that happens, it kind of like, oh, it could happen. So the next,
usually a mid-card belt, but yeah.
Yeah, but the next time, or maybe two times, mid-card belt's up, it's like, oh, okay, here we go. Because last time it happened, before a fallback, and it didn't happen on Raw again. So, no, it's exciting to see that happen. It's honestly, it's very strange to see Curtis Axel got a clean pin on Dolph Ziggler last week, and then lost cleanly to Big E here.
Yeah.
And so last week, a lot of the justification was, it's for Curtis Axel's career, and maybe won.
Yeah, because the very next week, he lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of, like, you know, I don't know, I feel a little uncomfortable, concerned about that, and I'm really trying to be in this, we'll wait and see what happens kind of mode. We'll wait
and see. We've waited to see what happens for a while now with Ziggler.
I know. But he got a clean win.
Yeah.
So, maybe, yeah, we'll wait and see.
Fair enough.
I want good things.
Understandable.
Mm-hmm.
One other thing I wanted to mention from Raw is that we got a debut. Xavier Woods, he debuted with R-Truth in a match against, I'm not calling them by the other name, it's 3&B.
The Rhinestone Cowboys.
Shut up. Nope.
I would be totally fine if they changed their name every week based on where they are.
Yeah, then they're going to be in a place like, I don't know, Green Bay, Wisconsin. They're like, where, what are we, what?
Cheeseheads.
Okay, but I'm talking like, there's no musical, like, icon or anything for them, like, anything musical related that they could change their name to.
Yeah, they'll start branching out. It'll be 3M Cheese.
Oh, okay. I'd make fun of you for that, but you're probably right.
I'm totally right.
But yeah, Xavier Woods, he debuted. I really like this guy. I saw some stuff on him on NXT here and there. I follow him on Twitter. He's delightful.
Yeah.
And his ring work is pretty fantastic. I love his finisher.
Had half of a second fear when he came out was, oh no, they've actually cast Little Jimmy.
Aw.
I can see him. Can anyone else? Quick.
Yeah, but they've already, you know, referred to Xavier Woods on the show before, so. Yeah. Even if JBL didn't know who he was.
I mean, it's okay. He's yeah. Xavier Woods.
Xavier Woods.
He said it's Morphin Time on TV.
Yes.
He's, you know, so, no, it's okay.
Yes.
Things are looking in the right direction. Also, Braddock's had a match.
He did.
It's kind of a sad thing. But Braddock's had a match.
He did.
He was on the TV. So, yeah.
Sure, got taken out on a stretcher, but he had a match.
He had a match.
That's what's important.
I want to see him in the ring.
I do too.
I would love to see some action.
I would like to see him actually leave a ring under his own power for once. Because if you notice, he gets taken out on a stretcher from leaving the ring quite a bit.
Yes, he does. Well, he keeps picking fights with guys who are either champion
okay, to
or
be
very
fair,
hot with the crowd.
He didn't pick this crowd. Or he did pick this
fight.
This match.
Yes.
So there's that.
But yeah, his last, like, I think his last in-ring WWE match was with Ryback, wasn't it?
I think after that is when they put him, like, they started putting him against different people that would basically all just crush him.
Yeah.
Because, you know, one of those was last time they were in Greensboro for Raw. Just one more thing I can hang over, Joel.
You saw a Braddock's match?
Yeah, I saw a Braddock's match.
I didn't know that.
Wearing actual ring gear.
Ah.
Yeah. Still didn't have any music back then.
You just come out to a kazoo.
Sure.
I would absolutely love that to be a gimmick. Like, somebody who, for some reason, they can't fire him due to contract obligations, but they won't, like, help him out any, so there's, like, no pyro.
So he comes
no
out.
No music.
Comes out with a sprinkler in one hand, uh-huh. And then playing his
a
own
sparkler?
Theme. Sprinkler? Sparkler, yes.
Yes.
A sparkler, and then playing his own theme music on a kazoo.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. And they won't, like, I don't know, have stairs for him or anything. just
rope off the stairs to the ring, so he's like, nope, out of service for non-talent.
Yeah. No, just like, the authority is doing everything to make him miserable.
Okay.
I'd love it.
Yeah, get right on that. So yeah, that's another thing I can hold over your head. I gotta see a Braddock's match, and yep. I gotta see Vince McMahon in person. Life.
I know. Saddest of faces.
I know. But we move on to something that'll make us happy?
Maybe. What is it?
Survivor Series!
Alright, whatever.
Optimism.
Hooray. Optimism.
Start off with the kickoff. First we have the panel, which is made up of, I believe, Booker T,
mm-hmm.
Mick Foley,
yep.
And making his Survivor Series return, Bret the Hitman Hart.
Mm-hmm.
First Survivor Series that he's been a part of since 1997, and we kind of all know what happened there. So I'm interested in seeing if they'll address that at all.
I just
okay, and here's the thing. I don't think anyone wants to address it, but they'll wait to see if Bret does first.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, we all know it, but we don't want to talk about it unless he says it first.
I just want, like, happy, oblivious Mick Foley to be like, this stadium just isn't as good as the one in Montreal. Don't you guys think?
That's the best place we've ever had Survivor Series.
Right, and everyone loves Mick Foley, so they're not really going to get mad at him.
Exactly. And Booker T's making, like, throat-slashing motions.
No, okay, first of all, let's be honest. If that's how Mick Foley's going about it, that's way over Booker T's head. Yeah. He's not going to make the connection. And he'll be like, what you talking about, dog? No. It ain't gonna happen.
Fair.
But yes, Brett will just kind of give him sideways glances.
The stoic Brett look. Brett's not happy.
That's just his permanent look, though.
Yeah.
He's a very unhappy man.
Yes.
Aw.
Aw.
I guess this Montreal Screwjob would do that to anyone.
He's had a hard 97 onwards.
He's had a hard life. Decade or so. Yeah.
So.
Fine.
But
yeah, moving on.
Into the card.
Into the actual card, we have the kickoff match against the newly healed Miz and Kofi.
Like, okay, so I do feel pretty strongly Miz makes a much better heel than does a face.
In that he had a brief run before WrestleMania 27 where he had a success. He was successfully a heel.
But no, but I'm saying, the guy has a very natural heel look.
Yes.
He has a very natural heel attitude. He has a lot of stuff he can play off of, be a heel, a lot of I'm better than you because of I'm famous in these other things,
yes.
You know, thing. I'm a real celebrity. There's a lot of stuff to make Miz a really great heel, not so much to be a great face. So while Miz works better as a heel, it feels like this turn came out of nowhere.
And
like, somebody looked at the match and was like, oh, we have two faces fighting each other. Quick, fix it.
Right, like, they did it on a whim just for this kickoff match, you know? Yeah, like, I literally have nothing for this match. Like, even with a new heel Miz, I don't care. And let's be honest, I feel like I have no more cares to give about Kofi anymore. I have no more hope that he will get some sort of trial run in the upper tier.
Yes. Until I see it happen.
Right.
You know? And that's the thing, it could always, you know, turn around like, and happen. But yeah, right now, any victory of Kofi's, at no point do I think, this is it, this is the stepping stone.
No.
I can see that they're backing Kofi. No. Kofi is there for high spots and mid cards.
Yeah, absolutely. So. And so, by that point, I'm gonna guess the win's gonna go to the new heel. Gonna go to Miz.
If they actually have a plan, yeah, I'm gonna give it to Miz for that.
1.5 math for me. Because I just don't care.
Fair enough. Can't argue
like,
with
I that. Usually, because usually I'm at work whenever, you know, we get pay-per-views are going on. I'll at least try to catch the kickoff show.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not so sure I will this time. But then again, I'm more intrigued by the Bret Hart thing.
Yeah.
So that might be what I watch.
Yeah.
Instead of...
I'm excited about the panel this time.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I am legitimately more excited about the panel.
All right.
Moving on to the actual card of all
five matches.
Could be worse, but they're really having this bad habit now of the past 3-4 pay-per-views of not announcing they're not really putting together a full card beforehand.
Yeah.
They just throw it all together as they go.
And I mean, there are two Survivor Series elimination matches.
Right.
One of them's a Divas, but theoretically those matches could take 40 minutes to an hour.
Right. Theoretically.
So,
yeah.
I don't think the Divas one will, but, you know, you don't need as many matches on there because you
Agreed.
Do have these longer extended matches.
But you do probably need more than five
more
matches total.
Yes. There should be more than five.
Yes.
So.
So, we'll start with the Divas Elimination Tag Match. That's Natalya, the Bella Twins, the Funkadactyls, and Eva Marie, and JoJo, going up against AJ, Tamina, Caitlyn, Alicia Fox, Rosa, Oksana, Summer Rae, basically all the Total Divas against all the other Divas.
Yes. Which, you know, we talked about all the other Divas are heels except for Caitlyn. Caitlyn's on Team Heel because she's not on Total Divas.
Right.
So, if they acknowledge that, if they acknowledge that Caitlyn and AJ don't get along anymore, or Caitlyn wouldn't really get along with any of these people, you know, I am excited and really invest in that, because I would love to see a lot more heels and faces being forced to partner with each other.
Right.
A lot more tag teams not getting along, a lot more et cetera, et cetera. So, yes!
Which we would have gotten if they went with our original 6-on-6 elimination match with with the Wyatts and the Shield.
Exactly.
Teaming up with each other.
Exactly. That would have been amazing. The stuff that happened this week on Raw was really good.
Yeah, it was compelling. There was a point in the match where they were like, okay, fine, we'll work together. And they kind of didn't go back after that point.
But they gave each other, like, sideways glances when tagging him in.
Shield wouldn't tag in the Wyatts.
Yeah.
Until the Wyatts tagged themselves in.
And there was that can I trust you moment.
Right.
Oh, it was great. I am guessing that won't happen.
No.
You know, so, not actually.
But yeah, as for the Divas, Team Total Divas is gonna win.
Of course.
Let's be honest.
It's for the show.
Unless AJ decides to just run the table. I don't know how they'll get rid of her.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, because AJ has honestly been on a tear streak recently.
Right, like, all these times we thought, yeah, for sure that she's gonna lose to one of the Total Divas because they're on Total Divas, they haven't.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know exactly what to think about that.
But there's no belt now, so.
There's no belt involved, so I'm gonna say Total Divas.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what math to give it.
Give it an English. Or a social studies. Not even math for this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a reading score.
Alright.
It doesn't even have math. -1. There you go. Next, we have the traditional Survivor Series Elimination Tag Team match. It's 5-on-5. Team Codust, the Usos, Rey Mysterio versus The Shield, and the Real Americans.
Rey Mysterio is the fifth wheel in this match, isn't he?
He's the tenth. Let's be honest, he's the tenth wheel.
I mean, he's the only one without a team name.
Oh, yeah. He's the only one not on a team. I understand a couple things, probably why this match came about. Because this was the match they announced during Raw.
Right.
I understand that they want that Rey Mysterio return, but not necessarily to a point where you have to depend on Rey Mysterio because of his health issues. And
right.
He doesn't, you know, we all don't know exactly how long this will last or what all he'll be able to do. I understand that, and I understand that they want to do stuff with Real Americans because of Cesaro and how he's increasingly over with the crowd on a week-to-week basis.
Exactly.
I understand that point.
Mm-hmm.
And so for that, I'm guessing they decided to scrap the 6-on-6 idea with the Wyatts and Punk and Bryan, because that would have been fine.
Yeah.
Take out Real Americans, put in the Wyatts, and bring in CM Punk and Daniel Bryan, and take out Rey Mysterio. And you got it. That's what we want.
Right.
Instead, we get this. So, basically, if they want that badly to have another match to fill up the card,
mm-hmm.
but also have Mysterio and Real Americans, make a tag match.
Yeah.
You got Real Americans over here in a match versus Rey Mysterio and, Tyson Kidd.
Oh, that'd be nice.
It would be nice. As much as I hate Rey Mysterio, Tyson Kidd would have a match, and Zeb Coulter would have more non-Americans to complain about.
Mm-hmm.
Bam, there's two. Give me that WWE contract, because I just solved all their problems. It gave the match that everyone wants to see.
That would have been nice.
And a way to still feature Rey Mysterio and Real Americans in a way that they want.
With Rey Mysterio going up against Cesaro, which I'm assuming is a big thing that they want here.
I'm guessing, yeah.
Is those guys to go against each other at some point in this match.
Right.
Why do you taunt me with what I cannot have?
Because let's be honest. Rey Mysterio, other than his run-in, has nothing to do with anyone else on this card.
Right.
And neither does the Real Americans.
Yeah.
Real Americans have been facing other people.
Mm-hmm.
They have nothing to do with what's been going on. So injecting them into this match makes no sense completely.
No, I'm with you.
So why not start something different with a tag team with Rey Mysterio and Tyson Kidd, or it could be anyone else.
I mean, okay. So part of the thought going into this and the thought of who might win this match is a little bit of like, what are they going to do with Rey Mysterio now that he's, you know, back? Not too much of a stretch to say this is his retirement run.
Probably.
You know? Yeah. And if you look back, like, at Shawn's retirement was started at the Slammies when he wanted to another shot at Taker.
Well, that's when that angle started, but, you know, technically it went all the way back to Survivor Series with that another DX run.
It went to SummerSlam.
Or, yeah, it was SummerSlam, yeah.
Yeah, that was the SummerSlam
Return.
DX run.
And then that went basically until after Royal Rumble, because that's when Shawn fully was like...
That's when he went after... He
well, yeah, Triple H was going after Taker all along, but that's when, like, the stuff between DX broke down, they lost the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, as last the Jeffrey Punk attacked Taker at the Elimination Chamber.
Yeah. So, yeah, but this is the kind of time frame when final storylines might, you know, be starting.
Yeah.
And I don't know what their plan is. You know, it seemed kind of obvious at one point their plan was for Sin Cara to take his mask off.
Yeah, and I'm not sure what condition his finger's in right now, but I'm also assuming that they're probably not too high on him for not being at least try to work through that.
Yeah,
you know, especially, and I think that was the same episode that, you know, Cena talked about his elbow,
mm-hmm.
or at least whenever he was leaving, and, you know, we found out that he's been wrestling with this for so long.
Right.
Or not so long, but for a while.
Right.
You know? So it's like one of those things, like, really, you couldn't even try to continue in a match with a sprained finger?
Well, whatever it is, I do not think they're as high on Sin Cara as they once were.
No, not even close.
Especially not the one to retire a legend that Rey Mysterio is.
Yes.
Now,
if they put the mask back on Hunico, possibly, because Hunico's really good.
Yeah.
Terrible gimmick, but really good. And he's been working matches here and there a little bit more with Camacho.
Mm-hmm. I mean, honestly, I would be okay if they made him Sin Cara again.
Yeah.
And we all just stuck our fingers in our ears.
I would be willing to look the other way on that. Because, mm-hmm. like, yeah, it's, you know, kind of hokey type, you know, kayfabe, like, story. But I would be okay with it because we would end up with someone who didn't suck.
Yeah.
And wasn't made out of glass.
Yeah. The other thought process option is Del Rio.
We've seen that way too much, though.
I know. I'm just telling you like it is, though. That being said, though, who is your prediction for the match as it stands?
I'm hoping for a win by the face teams, but due to some sort of Wyatt interference, start something with Shield.
That'd be nice.
Because they laid the seeds with it, and I don't know if they're gonna wait until the Wyatts are done with Punk and Bryan,
yeah,
or, you know, that whole thing finishes up, or if that's gonna just be a new fold into it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I do want to see that happen at some point soon. Because, again, we don't know how much longer S.H.I.E.L.D. will be...
In existence
together.
Right. See, that was my other worry, is that this will be the face team wins due to dissension in the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, I mean, they laid a little bit of groundwork here and there for that.
But, I mean, this marks the year anniversary of the S.H.I.E.L.D.
It is, yeah.
So, I could, you know...
Theoretically, yeah, it technically probably should be coming up soon that they finally
mm-hmm.
break up.
I mean, I don't want them to.
No, me neither, but we do know it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah, but we've seen this pattern.
Yeah.
So.
I'm just hoping that they get this Wyatt thing in at some point. And whether or not that leads to them breaking up or what, I don't know. Hopefully it'll be for a good reason and not just for... Because why not?
Just because, yeah. I'll go ahead and say Team Face, or Team Heel, if you're saying okay. Team Face.
That being said, I don't have anything against this actual match, and I think there's a lot of... Really, the only complaint I have about this match of people involved is Rey Mysterio. Other than that, I think this could be a really, really good match.
Yeah, the only complaint I have is it's not the other match. But that right, being yeah. said, this is still a good-looking match.
Yeah, I'll still give this 4 maths.
Yeah.
Because, again, like, there's so many people involved in this match that I absolutely adore, and they have great ring work.
Okay.
So.
All right, rock on.
And for some... I don't know if... It's only because of Goldust, but it seems like every match he's in, it's a well-paced, well-thought-out mm-hmm. match. And just goes to, you know, him being a savvy, smart veteran of being able to pace a match.
Yeah.
You know? No. And, I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, Cody has something to do with that and everyone else involved. Because they haven't necessarily put him in a match against bad opponents.
Right.
Too. So, I know it's not all him, but a lot of credit has to go to that guy.
Yeah. I don't begrudge it.
Yeah.
Plenty of credit can go to him.
Next, we have the tag match that
CM Punk and Daniel
that
Bryan.
The wrong people are involved in. Mm. I would have been much more okay with this if they involved Bray at some point. Because that's what we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've seen CM Punk and Daniel Bryan fight Luke Harper and Eric Rowan for free for the past month.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they doing it now? Like, we've already seen this.
This... they have to win.
Right.
Like, it's...
unless Bray does something genius to keep this going, to build it, to TLC. If it's just a straight match between these four, yeah, obviously, it's gonna be a...
they have to crush them.
Completely one-sided, yeah.
I mean, it's two top-tier guys who have both been WWE champions going up against...
Henchmen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
So, yeah, my big hope is there is something else in this match that is planned. So.
Hoping.
We'll see.
We have the World Heavyweight Championship, John Cena going against Alberto Del Rio. Oh, I'm sorry, we didn't do the winner in maths. Well, we did, kind
of. What? Of Punk and Bryan?
Punk and Bryan wins.
Punk and Bryan wins.
I'll give it, like, well, four maths because it's Punk and... because
Punk and Bryan are in the same match.
Right. Okay, so moving on, for World Heavyweight Championship match, John Cena and Alberto Del Rio. Just finish it and move on.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't care. You know how when we do the WrestleMania things and you can't come up with a match of the night? I can't muster the care of who wins this match.
I agree. But we know it's going to be Cena.
Sure.
Cena, and as much as I hate it, now that you've pointed out, it seems very clear to me, Del Rio's going to do something with Mysterio now.
Yeah.
Because this will be the second loss in a row to John Cena, so he'll be pretty much out of the picture at this point.
Yeah.
Unless they decide to go the Sheamus route, when just have him go up against Del Rio for like four straight pay-per-views for no explainable reason.
Here's the way to salvage this. And I'm not going to take credit for this because I found it on the internet.
Okay.
But here's the way to salvage this. You make this a grueling match. You do a lot of the focus on the elbow because you do the focus on the elbow.
That's what Del Rio does.
Yes, and Cena actually has the elbow problem.
Right.
So a lot of elbow work, a lot of like... Cena wins, Cena can't stand at the end, and, like, elbow is killing him, and medical people come out to look at him and are shaking their heads, and then Damian comes out and says, clear the medical out, that was a brown briefcase, it doesn't count, here's the real one, and then cashes in.
That would be fantastic.
Exactly.
Oh, man, if that was what they're playing all along... that would be brilliant.
I forgive you for, like, all the complaints I have, I take them back. That's how to do it.
That's a good, oh, dear Lord, that's good.
Because there were seeds of that way back when there was briefcase back and forth stuff.
Yeah.
So, this is your one chance. This is your one redeeming chance. Book it exactly like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
Not gonna happen, but I like it.
I know.
But as for this match, yeah, John Cena's going to win.
Yeah.
Two maths.
Fair enough. I don't care.
We liked Del Rio in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
But we also don't like the whole, like, going after that one body part thing. And that's, when Del Rio does it, sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good against Dolph Ziggler. It was great against Dolph Ziggler. Because that actually told a story.
Exactly.
This, not so much.
I'm not feeling this one, I gotta say.
The WWE Championship match, speaking of stuff that we're not necessarily feeling, Randy Orton versus Big Show.
I'll give this to Big Show.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm thinking more shenanigans.
More shenanigans.
And it's gonna lead to another match at TLC.
Okay, sure.
I mean, either that or it's gonna be like a Mark Henry type one-off.
Yeah, and it depends on how they choose to defend the title at TLC. You know? Personal preference kind of goes to ladder match. Because this is the time, you know, they don't want to get the belt hanging above the ring a whole lot anymore.
Right.
We get...
because they save it for stuff like, for pay-per-views like this.
Yeah, I mean, we get the briefcase at Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
But as far as belts hanging above the ring... you got TLC, and, you know, you'll get a ladder match, and then you'll get a TLC match.
Right.
But sometimes they do, like, a ladder or a hammer hanging over the ring. Oh, God. You know, like, you're wasting the ladder match. Oh, God. So, yeah, so I want the belts hanging above the ring. And then when you do that, I'm okay throwing, making that triple threat, fatal four-way kind of stuff.
Right.
So, it depends on what they're going to do. It feels like we're getting to that time of the Big Show story where Big Show gets to celebrate, which is why I'm going to give it to Big Show. But, yeah, I'll totally buy shenanigans from Randy's side. Mm-hmm.
Also, I don't know exactly where. I don't know if it's going to be in this match or somewhere else in the card. I wouldn't be surprised if we got him, if Mark Henry came out.
Yeah.
Did a return. Because it's about that time. I believe he's almost ready, if he's not ready by now. He's got a new bald look.
He does have a new bald look.
Where he looks like Rick Ross.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't be surprised to see him at some point. Like, because to be honest with you, like, now that I said that this might be a one-off, like Mark Henry, that would make, I would think, like, oh, well, maybe Mark Henry would come in now that he went out as a face. He would probably return as one, too.
Yeah. I mean, but the thing you gotta kind of start seeing, and this is domino effect, but, you know, whoever wins this one, whoever wins it next month is going to be defending it at the Rumble. And the Rumble is where they decide who's challenging at WrestleMania.
Right.
So, you know, gears are turning at this point for those decisions.
Right.
So, who...
And we don't know if that person who's going to be champion at Royal Rumble is necessarily going to win it at Elimination Chamber.
Exactly. You know, but...
So they're finally starting to put those pieces together.
Yeah, so, you know, it's not too early to start really kind of thinking about who do they want holding the belt going into WrestleMania 30,
mm-hmm.
and who do they want challenging for the titles at WrestleMania 30.
Personally, I still think it's going to be Randy Orton and Daniel Bryan.
Yeah?
Yeah.
At Mania?
Yeah. And final, like, you know, no shenanigans, no outside things, you know, one-on-one.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. So.
Yeah, but as for the match, I see Randy Orton, keeping the belt at some point by some outside force or whatever. Two maths.
Yeah.
Really looking that forward to it.
And therein is the inherent problem right now with Survivor Series is the quote-unquote big matches of the night are the ones that are like, okay, whatever. And so just, you know, the matches that I could consider that were getting the more maths that, you know, are the lower card matches.
Right.
So you're, and those are there because of the guys that are in those matches.
Yeah.
You know, it's, I don't give Daniel Punk a lower than 3 stars or 3 matches kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so if you put those guys with the belts and then put the story, that's how you, three basic pieces to building up an exciting match, story, titles, wrestlers, and every match has one of those things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and it's weird because, you know, Punk and Bryan being a tag team, we should be so much more excited about that.
Exactly.
Than what we currently are. But that's mostly because how they've handled it. How there is no Bray Wyatt involvement in their match. I mean, that's, I would have liked to see a 2-on-3.
Yeah.
That would have been fun.
Yeah, I would totally think that.
And, you know, Punk and Bryan, they're high up on the card, so they can, you know, pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's that. I don't know.
All right. Fair enough. We'll find out come Sunday.
That's right, it's time for the mail sack. Mail sack, why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack, mail sack, let's all go inside. Mail sack, why is there hair in this mail sack? Mail sack. And so we have a bit of mail sackage from our buddy Blair. He asked, will Punk and Bryan's demotion be long term? I like to think that they're just having a break before going on to more important things and maybe to give Bayou Billy a bit of the rub in the meantime. I'm assuming he's meaning Bray Wyatt.
Bray Wyatt.
But with WrestleMania 30 coming up and Sheamus and Barrett coming back soon, Cody's up on the card, Big Show in the main event, and Cena already running roughshod. How could our heroes be doomed to upper mid card?
I said it when there were seeds of this feud starting. I am, you know, they were clearly hoping that Punk and Brian will, yeah, bring up the Wyatt family.
Right.
And it's like, I don't know if Daniel Bryan is enough of a stable in the main event to bring guys up without bringing himself down more.
Right.
Because he's been champion for less than 24 total hours.
Yeah.
You know? Punk, on the other hand, no. Punk is gonna be fun. Punk will be back. And, you know, as of January, Punk won't have been in the title scene for a year.
Yeah.
So I think Punk is due to return to the title scene sooner rather than later. You know, there was, at the end of his match with Cena, like his really good one on Raw, there was, you know, kind of talking of, McMahon is really tired of Punk and Cena and wants to hold off on that.
Yeah.
But in a way that hold on that so we don't get tired of it, so when they do it again, it's a big deal.
Right.
And, you know, we talked about Punk and Cena is one of the greatest feuds that they can put together that, right now.
Yeah, with guys on the current roster, yeah.
And both those guys seem to put on their best matches with each other.
Yeah. Yeah, like, both of them take it to a different level.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily worried that they're going to be doomed to the upper mid-card for WrestleMania. Like, I do see this as a very brief stint in the lower ranks.
Yes.
And yeah, even with all those guys coming back and Cody being up further in the card, like, you know, we still think Cody's going to do, we're going to do Goldust and Cody at WrestleMania, mm-hmm. something that we wanted for a long time. Big Show is probably going to get probably regulated back down.
Yeah, Big Show has been in and out of the main event for years now. Right. But when it comes Mania time, he's there for the celebrities. Yeah.
Sheamus and Barrett, who knows? You know, I don't know exactly where those guys are going to go. I don't even know if Barrett even makes
it. Like,
I don't even know if Barrett makes the WrestleMania card.
Yeah, I was like, I don't think Barrett is a real risk to Punk or Bryan.
Sheamus is. Maybe, yeah. I think what the biggest risk of all of that would be, like, the returning part-timers.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. We have, you know, Brock's gonna be there.
Triple H is probably gonna have a match.
Taker will be there.
Yeah.
Rock is a maybe.
Yeah, we don't know about Rock.
Hogan is a maybe.
Yeah. And then there's always the Austin Punk rumor. But in that case, Punk's made. Punk's
there.
Punk's
exactly.
Made, yeah. And even if he isn't, like, I still, like, I don't know. Like, I either see it, Cena going with the Cena Undertaker match, or Punk and Cena.
Yeah.
In the main event, probably maybe for the World Heavyweight. I don't know. But something.
There would be a lot of symbolism in Bryan going for the WWE champ and Punk going for mm-hmm. the heavyweight champ, with Orton and Cena having held it and having been the guys that have held. Those titles, basically trading it back and forth for years now.
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, I think it all depends on what they're wanting to do with Undertaker and what they're wanting to do with Brock.
Exactly.
I could easily see them going with a rematch with Brunk and Punk.
It sounds like a knockoff cereal. It
probably is.
Next to Twonkies.
If they don't have
Lucky Chums.
If they don't have some sort of rematch before WrestleMania, I could easily see them having a WrestleMania or a rematch there. Unless they want to go with... And then at that point, it depends on who they want to face Undertaker or who Undertaker wants to face, either Cena or Brock. Mm-hmm. I would think Undertaker probably wants to go against Brock more.
Yeah.
Because that's just... It seems to be like his kind of thing that he would be more enthused about. But again, we've never got that Cena Taker at WrestleMania yet, and I feel like that, you know, we've said it time and time again. It feels like something that's has to happen at some point.
It's the only thing Cena hasn't done,
right?
Is challenged the streak,
right? So I don't know. It depends on what they decide to do with those four guys, either against each other or, you know, individually.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But I for Bryan, yeah, I still think he's the odds on favorite to win the Royal Rumble.
I mean,
you know,
take the
even on this past week on Raw, when there were 12 guys in the ring, Bryan got the crowd to make the most noise.
Yeah.
When he got tagged in, even with Punk, you know, like, I will pick Punk over Bryan as personal preference, but, like, I gotta say, Bryan is getting the crowd to make the more noise right now.
And let's be honest, like, out of all the possibilities of who Bryan might be facing, right now, it makes most sense either Randy Orton or Triple H, and neither of those is going to be on the bottom card.
Right. Right. So, yep, I think I'm okay.
Yeah. I mean, their situation right now isn't ideal as to what we would want, but I don't think they're going to be down that long.
No. Sheamus is my only concern.
Yeah, because we just don't know where he'll fit in.
When he comes back, and then where he'll fit in on that. So, we shall see.
Yes, we shall.
All right. As always, you can follow us on Twitter, at CR Attire. We live tweet every single Monday and all appropriate Sundays.
Mm-hmm. And if you have any questions, comments, anything you want us to address here on the show, Christmas is coming up. If you want a Class of Ring Attire Christmas card, drop us an email. That's classofringattire@gmail.com.
We are also on iTunes. Look us up on iTunes. You find us there. Give us a rating of
5 stars.
Or you give us a review. That would be awesome.
Yes. And if you're listening to this on wrestling.insidepulse.com, leave us a comment on there. We'd love to hear from you. Might even get featured here on the show.
Finally, WrestleMania is approaching, and we're continuing our way through the WrestleManias. We've watched 10. 10 should be up on iTunes by the time you're listening to this. So go check us out there. You look us up on iTunes. You get those special bonus WrestleMania episodes coming straight to you.
And just one final thing to note. Next week is Thanksgiving. We will not do our regular show. Instead, we will have a special treat for you. It's me and Joel, our good buddies Jason and Neil, will be talking about the new WWE 2K14.
Yes. So, until next time, have a great Thanksgiving, stay classy, and huzzah.
Huzzah.